The Academy came up with a program modeled on a very successful one developed in Asheville, North Carolina, called Project Access.
Project Access is all around the country, and it's sort of the same thing, except they mostly provide primary care, not specialty care.
Marilyn Nickel is the Access Now program manager. She explained that they began with a pilot project in late 2007.
It just was mainly the need for more specialists to participate in helping care for the uninsured in the Richmond area so that we could try to help keep a lot of them out of the emergency rooms and get them what they needed beyond what the clinics could provide.
The need became instantly apparent. Access Now was going full speed in just a few months.
In the first year, they anticipated approximately 600 patients. That was in 08. We kind of polled the clinics and said, okay, what do you think our capacity should be? What do you think you'll be sending to us? And they said, probably about 600 patients. Well, the first year we saw 1,175 enrolled.
There were, she said, about 400 doctors volunteering at that time.
In the second year, there was an increase of 40% in those new patients enrolled in the program. That doesn't even include patients coming back for a second referral or something. Those are just brand new patients that we haven't seen before. And our doctor volunteers increased to over 850 doctors.
Clearly, Nickel added, the recession played a big part in that. Clinics were reporting the same kind of increased demand. The need continues to grow.
We're seeing about a 25% so far this year increase over last year.
So are you expecting you'll see 2,000 people finally?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think 2010 will definitely see 2,000 people.
The Richmond Academy of Medicine works with the safety net free clinics, federally qualified health centers, and occasionally the health departments to identify individuals who qualify.
The patients are seen in the clinic for their primary care. They qualify if they are at 200% or less of the federal poverty guidelines for their total household income, and that's gross income. They cannot have any other form of insurance as well, no Medicaid, Medicare, or qualify for any of that. And this is all based on what the hospital standards are in the community for charity care patients. We knew that if the patient ended up in the hospital, this is what we would have to comply with, whatever their standards were. We wanted to follow that and respect the fact that that's what they're seeing for charity care. And the two hospital systems, HCA and Bon Secours, do see our patients for free, if anything that's needed beyond what the physician who refers needs. In other words, if they need a procedure, those two hospital systems write off everything for our patients.
Access Now covers just about everything that a patient may need beyond a primary care physician.
Refer them to the doctor. If the doctor needs to perform a procedure, surgery, and even gets into cancer treatments, all that is provided. And the doctor can perform that surgery within the hospital if need be, or their surgery centers, and it's all written off. It does not provide for any sort of prescription medicines. Often the doctors will try to provide samples for them, or they can use a community pharmacy, which is based out of the Crossover Clinic.
Access Now serves most of Central Virginia and is hearing from more clinics just about every day.
More and more people are calling and asking how can they refer patients, because we find that so many in some of these rural areas come all the way to Richmond anyway for their health care. So if they're doing that anyway, why not get into this program?
John Ogle, WCVE News.